Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
It's me. Hey, guys, guess what I made for dinner tonight? You would never guess. It's meatballs. Oh. It was meatballs. It was a spicy meatball.
Tim Lanning's here.
This is the second episode. We in the Nog Zone, motherfucker. Let's do it. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Tim and I are drinking blue Nog. Yeah. I put blue food coloring in it to make it like blue milk from Star Wars.
And that's not a spoiler, but...
Luke drinks blue milk in the first one!
And again, that's not a spoiler, but it's in the trailer.
Unfortunately, Mike Bachman's character died, and so he's no longer on the podcast.
He's also dead.
No.
He's off.
Died D&D, died real life.
He's off the podcast.
It's like Jumanji.
Okay. He didn't play good enough.
Wow.
That's why he died.
And if this is your first episode, we're a hardcore 4th edition podcast that uses some light 5th edition rules. we're essentially playing a board game, and if you don't play the board game right, you know, get out, scrub, is what we say.
Oh no, he's leaving. Come back. I was kidding.
No, Bachman.
Please come back. He's gone. Mike Bachman's here.
He's our glue.
Mike Bachman's here.
All right.
No, he's gone.
We off the clap.
He's back now.
Mike Bachman's here.
I just watched the last Star Wars, and I kept waiting for Rick Moranis or John Candy to reprise their roles, but they didn't.
Good one.
We ain't finding shit. It's a very funny line.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say thank you to everyone who left us a review. Normally we do that at the end, but we found out that no one finishes our episodes. They stop halfway through because it's too much to bear, really.
Just get bored.
But they do listen to the beginning of all of them for some reason.
The part where we're doing the least D&D.
We should put the boring part at the beginning.
Good point.
That'll hook them.
Yeah. I want to say thank you so much to our official dice sponsor.
Okay, you said that wrong again, I think.
Yeah, I can't think.
No. Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice, the official dice company of the D&D podcast.
We love their dice. They're good.
Thank you, Die Hard Dice, a company with whom we have a certain relationship.
That's right.
It's non-monetary.
Don't ask.
The back of their business cards are D&D maps, and they're all different, and you can line them up and make fun D&D maps.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, neat.
Damn.
They're the one wipe Charlies of the reason why you should like their dice.
Wow.
That's fun.
We don't say it normally, but you should go to geekacon.com. Besides that, I don't know. I said something not nice to Michael before I started. I have anxiety.
Does anyone else want to confess anything they've done bad?
I'm just word vomiting until we start fighting the Lich again. I'm really stressed out. He's staring at me.
Until you guys start fighting the Lich again.
There's always hope for Steve. No. I mean, Revivify has been tried how many times?
You'll forgive me if I don't place all my hopes in Revivify.
We're not immediately weeping when a Mike Bachman character is dead.
You should be weeping. You want to talk about dumb things I've cried about?
Actually, that's a good point. I should have brought that up.
What?
When I was super drunk at Betsy's house.
Yes.
When Tum died. Sorry, spoilers.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Good times. Tim was crying.
I'm too drunk to explain this. I'm also. This is too nerdy to explain, but I'm weirded out. Man.
Hello, my normal friends. I'm crying over my dead D&D character.
Hello, rich people that I'm nervous about just in the normal day-to-day. My Bill Cosby.
All right. Well, this is fun. Shouldn't we, roll D20?
Sure. Michael, I'm sorry.
Eight. I feel like it's probably better for Michael that you feel so bad about it. Like, he's probably, like, this is really useful to him.
This is, like, the thing that I'm fifth most mad about from today.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
About me. The fifth most thing you're mad about me today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I rolled an 11.
I rolled
a 5.
Don't
say it first. Why are you saying it first, Jennifer? You say it last, and then you can wait until the other ones all say their low.
Do you want us to re-roll and then make each of us? Well, we can't all say our numbers at the same time.
Well, what if we did? I said A before her.
You rolled an A?
I said 5.
8.
Oh.
the nog has blocked a lot of my mouth.
I rolled a 13.
Oh
my God. You Mike Bachman. You rolled the highest.
Yeah, but I can't do it because I'm dead.
So true.
Oh, man.
No, you can totally do it. You're not dead. Just your character is dead forever.
Yeah, I don't have anything else lined up, so I don't know what you expect me to do this episode. But last episode, we found ourselves facing down a lich. And he was like, what? We were like, what?
Yeah.
And then he was like, give me back my robe. And Toby was like, no, I found it. And then he was like, give me this locket. And we're like, what locket? LOL. We don't have that locket. And then we were like, we sold that locket. And we started fighting. Cause what else can you do? I felt like everybody was really prepared. Everybody was on point. We came with our fists up. And our heads down, ready for combat. And then, you know, Michael did some bullshit, and I'm dead now.
tell him about.
He's like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of playing around on the playground, and like you're like, oh, I've got a fireball, and you're like, oh, but I've got a shield that blocks fireballs, and they're like, I've got a spell that kills you instantly. You can't do anything about it.
Okay, I understand that you're really upset, Bachman, but uh-huh. what about my 8 blink dogs that are all dead?
listen, you didn't even name your dogs. You hadn't named them yet.
Well, that we know of.
They were... Whoa, Tim just showed me a titty picture. A D&D
was it Jayla's titty?
Yeah, I saw Jayla's titties. Nice. My blink dogs had names in my heart, and honestly, you don't deserve to hear them. So,
oh, shit.
Whatever.
It's just the reindeer.
Yes. Jennifer, the dogs died so long ago.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
And you name it.
Comet, Cupid.
Holy Thunder, fuck, there Wilson. Are 8 of them.
That's right.
Except Whoa. For Rudolph.
That's their names.
Yeah, Rudolph doesn't count. Fuck Rudolph.
Rudolph sucks.
Wow, this was That's supposed to be a real good, wholesome Christmas special, Michael, and then you just charred it.
I feel like we've been saying that this is the Christmas episode for,
yeah.
It's January 8th. Get it together.
we're really bad at this.
I think this is when the Magi came to give Jesus presents.
What if it was Christmas every day, like the song said?
Oh, man. That would be something.
That would be something.
Yeah, we're in a spot. We're in a pickle right now.
Do you want to know what do you want to do?
She's dead.
It's actually Steve's turn cool. in combat. Normally, when you're down, you make a death saving throw, but you're already dead.
Steve had self-targeted revivify and set its trigger as his own death. So
nice.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know you could do that.
You can. Yeah. I'm back.
Now you know. Yeah, there he is.
I'm back, bitch. I lived, bitch.
I'm the bitch who lived.
Michael, retire, bitch.
So it's Denton's turn, then.
Then you better fucking save it, man. You and your cleric ass.
You hear the faint cries of a null child.
Oh, no.
As it's being smothered to death by its dead father.
Denton goes, "Don't worry, friends. This is simple. I'll just revivify him."
It never works.
I hope it works just for Denton, though.
It's like, no, it's a easy spell. It's no problem. It pretty much flawlessly works.
Do you know how many times we've tried it? I've tried it.
Stand back. Let me show you how it's done. I can't believe she can't revivify. And Denton begins to cast Revivify.
Uh-oh.
Purple
Worm.
When Sinu the Red casts Counterspell.
Oh, no!
How many spells left
do
you
have? Wait, does that bring Sinu back to life?
he cancels Denton's spell. Steve's still dead.
No, he did.
Damn,
I can't believe you've done this.
We have to suck off the lich.
Who wants to suck this lich's dusty dick?
I didn't mean that. I meant a different way.
The character with the most mouths.
I'm trying to think outside the box.
We gotta keep on casting spells
Michael,
to really suck them off.
Why did that happen? Because now I feel like I should do it.
I mean, it would be rude of you to not try.
Yeah,
I know, but
Bachman can hear you. His headphones are very much on.
I think everyone else was gone, but Michael and I had a chat.
Oh no! Are you gonna fucking stab Steve?
Michael's so happy right
He's
now.
Already
this
dead.
Is so scary.
Guys, can you not have chats without me? I have no self-esteem.
You got up to pee.
I pee because I have no self-esteem.
Oh, man. If you have good self-esteem, you will never need to pee again.
Very true.
And that's why I have to pee constantly.
Yeah. Rowan, what you got? What you got going on?
You think cure wounds will help him? Christ. Okay.
Who gives a shit about... We have like 3 days to get him up.
You hear?
No, we have a minute.
Just let him just start to rot. Who cares?
Some air escapes out of one of Steve's flaps, and it says, "Don't kill any more zombies." It's just air escaping, though. He didn't actually say.
Did we hear his death rattle?
He's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything we heard, we should disregard. No. There's no way he would say it.
No, just don't disregard.
Well, what the fuck?
So Ryan is kind of like, guess I'm gonna have to bring out the big guns. I mean, bow.
Guns don't exist in this world.
And she brings out her oath bow, which, if you remember, she has to whisper secrets to it to make it work right.
Rowan's like, "Y'all got tickets to the bow show?"
Just two noodle-ass arms. Like, nope.
Picked up cast ass looking motherfucker.
So what I whisper to my bow to make it work good is eat my entire ass. And that's why I whisper it into the bow and then it delivers the message to my enemy.
Okay. That's very similar to what Harper said to
Rowan really looked up to Harper a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they were pals.
He's a little bit dead for a day.
So when I use this bow, the target of my attack is my sworn enemy. I like this part a lot. Until it dies or until dawn 7 days later. Oh, lich, if I do not kill you today, surely within 7 days thou shalt die.
On dawn.
This is like a real The Ring situation, except for it's the Oath Bow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm going to do a book. I literally am now, just wanted to let you guys know, I'm now shuffling three books and an iPad and my iPhone.
Be better.
Is that my fault? Yes, it is. That bow
should be in your iPad.
I have never done anything wrong, and I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. All right.
Sorry, Dorothy.
Not sorry, Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm actually not sorry either.
Ooh, nice. That's a 28 against the lich, and this is a magic bow.
So that hits.
Yay! If the attack hits, your sworn enemy takes an extra 3d6 piercing damage. Nice.
Epic bacon.
How dare you say this to me?
Twitch, I'm not mad. I'm drunk. It's different.
How drunk are you? On a scale of 1 to Shadowrun.
You mean 1 to Durance?
Durance?
Yes, Durance. Durance. Yeah.
3? I was very drunk on Durance.
I rolled bad. Just so in case anyone was wondering, I got a 10. I got a 14. 14
damage?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The scene of the red's like, owie, come on. Please.
Please.
You can also hit him with your magical sword.
I get to hit
sword.
Twice, actually, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it again. And try better this time. Do better. Nice. You didn't
well, do you have to shoot him, like, with your... Do you have to hit him again?
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Cool.
And that's part of it, is, like, they give martial-ish classes.
Oh, wait. Well, I critted.
Nice job. So you get a critted? Double...
Yeah, bitch.
You gotta double some of those dice. Probably not those D6s.
Not the D6s, no, but the other ones.
Yeah. Okay. You don't add
your damage dice, you double.
Okay.
This is actually a very complicated roll you're about to do.
Okay. Okay, so that's 12.
12.
Plus 6. 18?
All right, and then we add 8 on top of that. Because you didn't do the 4 the first time.
Plus 16. So, 30.
Perfect.
That's not, honestly, if I'm wrong, I am sorry. I have no fucking idea. I'm drinking blue eggnog.
Now, can you just, let's give it another pass. Can you just say, sorry for all the rolls. I just did 30 damage.
I just did 30 damage.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
Oh my god, point. That's so much damage.
You like that arrow in your sternum, lich?
No. That's what the lich says. Jayla.
Okay, does a 28 hit?
You're not going to revivify your friend?
No, because he's got a minute, okay? We need to take care of the lich. Because this is my thought.
So I'm
going to
lose 2 turns, is what you're telling me.
You did say all you're going to do for the rest of the battle is to farm zombies.
No, no. I mean, he did say that, but, you know.
He did say that.
It's a goof. I have plans.
You have a minute, which Jayla knows because she can do the spell. I know that Denton can also do it. I know that Denton can do it because he just tried to.
Name one time that has worked for Jayla.
Okay. Well, she can at least try to cast it. Okay. She can try. But I know that also I can do more damage than Denton. So if I take my time to revivify you, I can try to instead do damage to the lich while Denton revivifies
you. I like the
you.
Idea that Nika actually doesn't know revivify. And just like, this should be working.
It's like, no,
I've never actually had it on the spell list. It's been a thing between Michael and I this whole time. Okay, but does a 28 hit?
Yes.
Because Jayla will not be revivifying this round. She is going to look, see that it didn't work, and then she is going to swipe from knee to shoulder on one hit, turn it around, and do the opposite. So knee to like left knee, shoulder right shoulder, knee. Right knee, yeah. And then switch her blade around and then jack him in the chin, and I will crit on the chin one, because I got a 28 to hit first time, 29 to hit second time, nat 20 on the shaft.
Nice, give him the shaft.
Nika, though, so it's a minute before I die. Do you happen to have the stats on how long it takes for a baby to suffocate in a meat pouch? Because I'm pretty sure that's less
you
than...
You still have a minute.
No, I think it's probably similar to the bag of holding dwarf incident we had many years ago. Or a year ago. I don't know.
You got it.
We're so young.
Who knows?
So with all of that damage, it's going to be 75 total.
My God.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That was with sacking a third level spell.
Golly.
Golly. I do love that, like, paladins nowadays are like, fuck spells. I'm going to put them all the tip of my thing and put all the
I keep
my
one
evil
spell
in
for Steve reasons.
His arm falls off turn. And he looks very upset.
Oh, he's okay. Fourth edition bloodied, which is
and he casts Disrupt Life.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You'll have to make a con saving throw. I forgot to do this between the last turn.
Nice.
You don't have to, though, Mike Bachman.
Yeah, he can't.
And Toby.
He can't Disrupt Life, and he looks at you all, and he goes, I'm pregnant!
I got a 32.
Okay, luckily, I have advantage on my saving throws.
And you get the +3, don't forget.
Because, buddy, I rolled bad that first time. And that was only the slightest bit better. 13. I was doing math, Tim! Oh my God, I'm gonna kill Tim.
That death will be on Patreon for.
So what did you get? What did Ron get?
13.
Okay, that's a failure.
No, but
no.
Toby is not here, so he's fine. So, Jayla, you take half, so you take 10, and
I take 5.
You take 5.
Yeah.
You take half.
I take
of
how
half.
I take
you
how
take
much?
21.
I take a quarter.
Is this
21?
I gotta look that up. My thing.
It is.
Whoops.
Because you have no defense against radiance. You only have like defense against breath weapons. Huh? Or fireballs.
Tobster. You're in the astral plane.
It grabs the giant fucking stone face in
the
reverse
giant
over.
Head.
Yes.
The giant head turns towards you.
No,
and
really?
It says, you had the locket the whole time, Toby.
What?
Stay a while and listen.
I'm just
what
kidding.
Do you mean?
That doesn't happen. I'm making
seriously?
A joke.
You've yeah, got quite a you. Treasure in that Herodric cube.
He's just fucking with your doggy.
Well, fuck my dog. I grab onto the giant face of the stone man, and then I'm carrying it, because we're all in this weird anti-gravity field. We can all agree I'm carrying it. And then I revert back to Drunk Roast, and I want to, I guess, dunk the stone face on top of the lich. I mean, it's going to be tough for me to do, but that's what I want to do.
I don't know what this role would be, and it's very silly. This is a very silly idea.
I'm zany. This is the novel.
But I really like it.
Thank you.
What,
I don't know if I have to
what
take
do you
an
think,
action
what do
to
you
revert
think
back
you
home?
Should roll?
I think I should roll what I have a really good thing in Arcana, because I'm using...
I feel like that is such a dangerous question.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give me an intelligence roll, since that's what you use to navigate the astral plane.
Okay. Okay, that works for me. That is a 24. So I rolled a 19 plus 5, 24.
All right. We'll say that you somehow managed to make this reappear with a giant fucking head boulder.
Yeah, so what I'm doing, actually, thank you, this actually makes more sense to me now, is I'm doing the math to figure out how I need to drop based on how far away I was when I came into the plane versus how, like, I'm, like, doing, like, angles and shit like that. So I'm 30 feet to the left, therefore I need to, like, come into Drunk Roast based on blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, that's what happens.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. So you do it. You appear. And
giant stone face.
the giant stone head. And so you guys just look up and you see Toby falling out of the sky, riding a giant stone head, like that old black and white movie with the bomb thing and the guy's going, yeehaw, on the missile.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
I remember that movie. I never watched it.
And you smash down on top of this lich.
Doctor Strange, die!
And he goes, this is ridiculous. I'm immune to bludgeoning damage. And
well, sure. I had to get back to that action regardless.
And, but, I don't know. Maybe it's magic. This seems like a magic boulder.
Does the boulder talk?
It's a face!
When Toby reappears, falling downward, the boy... The small boy,
Teddy,
he sort of vanishes and disappears, and a locket falls to the ground.
Why?
Fuck.
And you smash into this lich, and a sort of ghost-like apparition floats away from the spot where you crashed.
Where I crushed Sinu the Red.
Where you crushed Sinu the Red.
Oh.
And floats over towards the locket.
Uh-oh.
Don't.
Oh, man. Nah, this is some Voldemort shit right here. Yeah, he's going to that locket.
About to get Horcruxed.
He's for sure.
I really don't want to look up again how my shirt works. So I don't think I'm going to spell. I think it's my turn.
So I think we can drop out of combat here for a second and you guys can decide what you want to do.
Toby gets all of the wind knocked out of him. He's like,
ouch.
Wait, you guys are out of combat?
Can I go revivify Steve?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or...
Yes, you can.
Hold on, Bachman, we're getting there. Okay, I want to go try to do it. Unless Denton fights me for it.
No, Denton goes, I already tried it. I want to see if she can actually do it.
Okay, let's do this. Jayla, like I just did, claps her hands together, warms them up, gets that diamond ready, and...
There you go. Jesus.
You know what? If you gotta make Steve's like, if you gotta make that noise, I'm good.
I love being dead, actually.
Actually, this worked out.
Steve returns to life.
Wow!
You can do magic.
He is revivified.
Oh my gosh.
And the locket now with a lich soul in it begins to glow.
Uh-oh.
We should grab that thing.
But should we touch it while it's glowing? That's even bad.
It might hurt your fingers.
Can I grab it?
You're a million feet away. Rowan, you should grab it.
I know.
It. You want me to grab it?
You're right there. You're the one right there. That's why I wrote on my goddamn note.
I grabbed
the log before Nikki stopped talking.
Okay, but Rowan doesn't want to grab the locket.
Oh, damn.
Can I, while people don't want to do it?
Yeah, Rowan. Like,
you're 30 feet away.
Rowan is like
staring at it, being like,
If no one wants to do it, then I'll heal Steve.
Touch it. So how do we know that it has? I guess we see the physical. Oh, not the physical. The ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
Ethereal.
Ephemeral.
Ethereal is.
It's definitely not ethereal.
If you want it to be like.
I think both of those work.
So we see Casper the Friendly Ghost go into the True Love Waits necklace.
Wow.
So we see that happening, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I just was saying, if there's a glowing necklace, like touching it seems like a bad idea.
No, I'm saying you should grab it before it snatches it, because you're like, you're 4 feet from it, and the lich is 30 feet
from it. Would I be able to grab it before it happened, Michael? Is that a possibility?
To pick it up before the ghost man gets into it?
Yeah.
You can pick it up, but it's Ghost Man's still going into it.
That's a great point. He brings up a good point.
We have to destroy it. You don't know that. Do we have to destroy it? Can we try to hit it?
I'm just saying, I think that Rowan wouldn't do this.
Then Rowan should not do it.
No.
Yeah, no, if you don't think your character would do it.
No, I don't think she would. Like, Rowan is not that much of a hero.
I mean, if no one else is going to do anything, I think she would go to try to grab it, and if the ghost, it's the ghost of the lich that's moving towards it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would destroy it.
Okay, how would she destroy it?
I think that she would bring her halberd down, like, from the top, just the classic, like, pure, full power, everything, like, you see all of her muscles clench in that, like, slow motion. It starts raining out of nowhere, a lightning bolt strikes, and you see, like, the ripples of muscles, and just,
an eagle flies overhead.
She hits this thing, she does this slow motion thing, and her halberd shatters.
Yeah.
Well, what's the necklace, Michael?
She looks back at everyone and says, "I fucked up, guys." And then she pull her dagger out like she was supposed to use and stab it on it.
Oh, no.
And it stabs right through the locket.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool, we got there.
Cody looks up with a bloody nose, a black eye, and tears streaking down his face.
Did we win? Does anything happen to the locket?
Yeah, the locket, like, it, I mean, there's, let's say, a black viscous fluid comes spurting out of it.
Ichor.
Ichor. Yeah, how do you say that word?
If that just came up on a fucking podcast I listened to. I think it's Ichor.
Ichor?
It's like Blood of the Gods.
Ichor.
Ichor. itch.io.
We can agree it's goopy and gross.
It's gross.
It's gross and nasty.
With several Z's, nasty.
God damn. I can't believe I used my fucking halberd, guys. Fucking goddamn Ricky,
you know what,
moment
though?
There.
In the moment you get stressed out, like,
right.
Y'all, I'm a broken person. Anytime any of you sacrifice anything, I'm like, Michael got you. Michael got you. He got he wanted you to do that. You're all fucking on the cop side.
The only thing that makes me really mad is I just destroyed a +2 magic weapon.
No.
Yeah, we're like level 16. We fucking, you know, we're rich as hell.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows one of those?
We,
thank you.
We piss +2 weapons. It hurts really bad.
Yeah, it sucks. It's like a kidney stone.
Yeah, it's a slightly higher percentage chance where Jennifer and I went to college.
What does that mean?
That's a very specific cut. If you're from the very specific area where we went to school, you have a higher chance of getting kidney stones.
Oh,
cheer wine.
Jesus Christ.
And
Mellow yellow. Yes, that is
for all two of you.
Cheer wine gives you kidneys. That stuff's delicious.
There's like 500 grams of sugar in it.
Oh, that's right. Because really the weird thing about cheer wine, let's take a quick cheer wine detour. Major factories are in North Carolina and Missouri.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kidney zone town.
Kidney stone town.
You don't drink anything but cheer wine, Mountain Dew round
here.
Yeah, that's right.
Get fucked. B word.
So.
Okay.
So Jayla does this thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And you all sort of feel like a weight lifted from you as this terrible evil is removed from the world.
Whew.
I killed him.
What's a zombie sitch?
Yeah.
They all just collapse into dust. The remaining three that Steve was going to... I mean, Steve can grab them real quick and farm them if he needs to do something with them.
Can I capture them?
Dude, I mean, they're going to turn into dust.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me stab them all.
Okay, do it. You do it.
Okay, so I need to roll 6d6.
I want you to... this is important for you.
That's Satan's number.
One.
And again,
three.
Die Hard dies. Kill your zombies after the battle's done.
Three.
So you're just like putting them out of their fucking misery. Like,
just walking around, stabbing them like a fucking.
Like in Walking Dead when they're just killing the zombies through the fence.
So I got 18 temporary hit points off of that.
Nice.
I feel like that should have been better.
Classic.
I mean, 18's pretty good, you know?
Have you listened to our show? It's all bad.
So Jayla pulls back this raven dagger.
Is this technically the first time we've all seen it, right?
I mean, you've probably seen her wearing it, but you haven't really seen her.
We thought
that
was like
much.
Her thing.
Rowan don't know shit about it.
That's true. And I guess Toby doesn't know
Toby,
why it's a big
it's
deal.
It's been around the whole time Toby has been, but so it just depends on.
Unfortunately, none of us are like freaking out about it. We just think it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So its little red raven eyes flash.
Denton would know it.
Denton definitely knows all about it.
Okay.
And he looks very jealously at your dagger, which is also beginning to disappear.
Fuck.
And it, like, from the tip of the dagger, it slowly begins to dematerialize up to the hilt. And then Jayla's arm begins to dematerialize.
What? I drop it.
No!
I don't want to touch it. I drop it.
Your arm?
This is like a Back to the Future situation.
It is. You drop it, and but like it's gone before it hits the ground, and you're beginning to like fade away.
No.
Toby, in a fit of panic, runs over, jumps on top of Jayla, casts planar shifts, and brings her to
heaven. You phase right through her.
Fuck!
What?
No!
And Denton goes, she's going back to the Raven Queen. This is the greatest honor.
No, it's not. I need to go back to Eludra.
And then we'll shift to Jayla's perspective, where she is suddenly standing in front of the Raven Queen.
Should we take
her? And
actually, I've never heard the Raven Queen. Oh, can I stay, please?
And she goes, Jayla,
you
have completed your task.
I did complete it. It felt good, you know?
It is time to come home, Jayla.
Come home, Jayla.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm...
Jayla, you have become too close to these mortals. You do not belong among them.
I think that's maybe where you're wrong. I think I belong most with them. Because every time I get really close to a deity, you guys just abandon me.
I spoke with Arathis. She did not abandon you. She sought to bring you home, and you refused her.
You refused her.
Are you refusing me now?
Yeah, I am, because I got a good-ass lady waiting for me.
You disappoint me, Jayla.
Well, that might be, but if I made you proud, then I'd be doing something out of character.
I am the second god you will have disappointed in this way.
Every time it happens, I learn more and more, and so I think I'm just going to take my chances. But thanks for helping me out along the journey.
I'm disappointed, Jayla.
Disappointed.
But my disappointment won't last forever. The Raven Queen always gets what she wants in the end.
I'm sure. And I hope to see you around.
And then you're back. You're back. You fall to the ground. Solid again. And everyone else, you all see her just sort of collapse, and she falls to the ground. But she's, you know, there and conscious. Like,
can Rowan do your wounds?
Yeah, she's okay. She's not.
She's okay. Okay.
She's not in imminent danger.
Okay. All right. Rowan kind of like comes forward and is like, guys, what should we do? It's like, has this happened before? I've never seen this happen with her before. Like, I knew her before.
Denton goes, Jayla, what are you doing?
What do you mean, Denton? I stood up to the Raven Queen.
You can't stand up to the Raven. She's our god.
Yeah.
It is her way. You've done your duty.
Right, but I find that a lot of times gods just tend to be really fickle. So in
Hell
the
yeah.
end, what's a god to a non-believer?
Damn! Hell yeah!
Denton draws his weapon.
What the fuck?
Oh, Denton, I still got high-level slots left.
Denton, baby, you don't want to fuck with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't want to be rude, but you fucked up at Revivify. What do you think you're going to do to us?
Did you see how quickly I killed those zombies?
Yeah. Look at them. I brought
because if the
a giant
Raven
stone
Queen's,
face.
If it's the Raven Queen's time to take me, then it's the Raven Queen's time to take me. And I don't think you have any high level slots yet, since that's where the Raven Queen's the one who grants you power.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, you might be right there, but I need just my raw strength.
Toby
and
Cat's
my plus
suggestion.
One halberd
or no,
now.
Toby Cat's geese.
What does he do?
Cast geese. The spell he learned from his good friend Jet. Geese is the one that is basically a suggestion, but they're allowed to go against your will, but they take a fuck ton of damage. You place a magical command on a creature that you can see within range, forcing it to carry out some of your service. If the creature can understand you, it must succeed in a wisdom saving throw, or else blah. If you succeed and it chooses not to follow your commands, then it takes 5d10 psychic damage.
Whew.
I say, Denton, lay down your arms and cast Geese.
Right, and
Denton,
so,
stand
so
down.
What does he have to get?
Wisdom saving throw against 18, I think.
Okay. So you're telling me he needs to roll a 9, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy for you to do, I think.
Yeah, he nails it.
Ass!
And
we've been doing bad.
And he starts to charge towards Jayla, and as he's charging, the same sort of like black fading stuff that was happening to Jayla happens to him, and he vanishes before he gets to her.
What just happened?
He went to go talk to the Raven Queen. He got exactly what he wanted.
Well, Ren kind of like does the like blinking shake head thing and is like, this is
the cartoon.
No, extremely white man blinking gif. You know I'm talking about.
Drew Scanlon.
Yes. Excuse me? Rowan's like, this is a lot for me. There's a lot going on right now. What is he? Is Jayla gonna be okay? Like, what's happening? Are you okay, Jayla?
Jayla, did you kill him?
No.
You know our rule. Well, our new rule. I guess you don't know. I mean, I don't want you to kill people.
No, I didn't kill him.
Okay.
A few people is okay.
No, it's not.
It's like a handful.
I mean, like if they suck and they're really bad.
Yeah. I guess bad.
Or
people,
even
but...
if they don't.
Steve, come on. What happened to him though?
No, he just went to be with the Raven Queen, which from all the sounds of it is exactly like what he wanted.
Oh, cool. Great.
Well, I wish him luck with the Raven Queen. He's a weird dude. He we traveled together a good amount. I
yeah,
did
Rowan,
well.
Rowan, are you sad? He was your buddy.
I mean, he was definitely a super weird guy. I feel like this is what he wanted. So
okay.
So I think I'm happy for him. This has been a really weird day. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can someone heal me? I think I broke three ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Here,
yeah,
drink
man.
This.
What do you need? Jayla will put her hands on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone is pampering Toby.
Oh, my gosh.
just on Toby's shoulders, just in an appropriate way. Like, maybe she'll give him a deep hug or something.
She's, like, rubbing his shoulders. She's rubbing his shoulders while Steve is pouring a potion into his mouth.
No, Steve's drinking it among his own damn self.
Baby Burgundy, Stevie.
How much do you need? How much does Toby need?
I need 19 hit points.
Okay.
But that being said,
you can have
Steve's at one hit point, pretty sure.
I'm rolling 8d8 right now, so don't you worry about it.
Don't. Hold on.
I get to do it like whenever. All I gotta do is do a long rest.
Don't
I'm fine.
Do it. Oh.
I love the concept that Toby's like, please help me when he's fine.
I'm at 79 hit points, but I'm at like 78 RP hit points. So, you know what I'm saying? I
don't know.
So do you need hit points?
No, I don't. I have 3 RP broken ribs. It doesn't affect me at all.
Okay, I will give Steve 60 hit points. Take my 60 hit points.
Steve is fighting worms. Steve who are creatures and he's stabbing them.
He's crawling on the ground.
I'm killing bugs.
You can still have them unless you can zombify your way back to full hit points.
Doing it.
Wait, so what is this town? What is Teddy? What was the...
Yeah, is Teddy still...
What are the zombies attacking? I was gone for a full 18 seconds.
I don't think we figured out what any of that stuff was.
Damn.
If only there are some sort of DM proxy here to lay it all out.
Mm. Old Man Weck.
Where's Old Man Weck? What does he know?
I was up in the airship. Is he looking for Old Man Weck?
Ah, Old Man Weck, what happened? This was so strange. Look at this giant statue that still won't talk to me. I hate it.
Oh, I see. Old Man Weck here. I don't know exactly, but it seems that maybe this Sinu the Red had fractured his mind, and maybe there was a good part of him and a bad part.
And the good part was the kid?
Well, the kid was his phylactery.
Oh, wow.
And
that seems about right.
I believe the good part of him was trying to hide the phylactery from the bad part of him.
Let's say there was a person who, like, didn't know what a phylactery was. It's definitely not Rowan, but, like,
have you seen Harry Potter?
Oh, Rowan loves Harry Potter.
It's essentially a horcrux for a lich.
Okay, I get it now.
Well, so you're saying that Teddy was the phylactery, so that Sinu is gone forever.
Sinu is gone forever.
Yes! And this whole...
Because he was a prophylactic.
Exactly.
Okay.
He was prophylactic, yeah.
Wow.
Well, what about the zombies that attacked that night?
I believe was the bad part of Sinu.
Oh.
Trying to find his... If he had found his phylactery,
he would have been able to hide it away, and he would have been impossible to destroy.
We did so good.
We got his phylactery.
Wowie. Oh, wowie,
I mean, like, of course we did.
Toby grabs the unmovable rod, clicks the button, puts it back in his satchel. Guys, do you want to loot this weird, strange...
Yeah.
Ruins?
Let's loot this motherfucker.
Let's take our time and loot.
Just okay. Really comb through it.
We'll really comb through it. What do you guys want to do for the next unquestionable amount of years?
Go ahead.
You first.
No, it's okay. I don't have any strong feelings either way. You go ahead.
I just mean we have no ongoing concerns. I know, Jayla, you turned your back on what you think is your god, but so what do you do now, Jayla?
I think I'm gonna go back to Aludra.
Cool.
I told her that I was gonna finish this, and I finished it, and now I want to go back. And I mean, Toby, don't tell anyone, but I think I'm gonna propose to her.
Toby's on the phone with her.
Well, I'm not very good at keeping secrets, but okay. Let me just get this napkin.
Jayla, I didn't think that you were the Marianne type.
And Roa comes over and puts her in a noogie. She's just like,
I gotta meet this girl. Wow.
Well, let me marry her first, because if I don't, I think she'll just fall in love with you.
Rowan is sparkling. She looks really good. She looks very hot.
Well, Jayla, that is just so amazing. That is all I've ever wanted to hear. I mean, ever since I've found out about you wonderful heroes, and I thought about being one of you, you know.
That's all you wanted to hear?
We're like the number one and two badasses on the planet. It's so cool to hear. Sorry, Steve.
No, it's fine.
What are you going to say, brother?
Oh, I'm going to go home.
Oh,
it's really irresponsible of me to have my daughter here. She's very young, defenseless.
Yeah, I'm glad that finally got through to you.
One of you guys should have told me, you know,
none of us are our parents. Yeah, we didn't want to step on your toes.
Why is no one agreeing with me? We told him constantly. We tried to create every downtime to get his baby back home.
When I was laying there dead, all I could think about was nothing because I was dead. But if I could think, I would have been like, oh, this is a bad thing you did, Steve. And you really need to go home to your wife. Your adventuring days are done. Steve. Back to the melon camp with you.
Toby? I mean, I'm still up for adventuring, so.
Do you want to get rich as hell?
I mean, I already am pretty rich, but like, I'm always up. Yeah, my dad's a king.
Well,
I'm like always up, but I'm always up for hijinks. You know, I like to hone my skills. And
well, if your dad is a king, and I am pretty much allowed to go to any town as a white spire, then we can just fix Dronkeros without any payment.
Absolutely. We can really fuck it up. I mean, we're going to fix it.
We're going to really fix it.
Yeah.
Let's see. What if we called ourselves the...
Fade to black.
5 years later, we'll get a new name.
Ass Boys.
Oh, can we be the rowdy grandpas?
The rowdy grandpas. Toby, why don't we talk this one over a pint?
I had a panic attack thinking about naming us, and I realized why they didn't do it. Sorry.
It's stressful, and personally, I don't like to be tied down.
I really wanted that to be, like, the thing. I was going to be like, we should call ourselves the Blah, and then that was going to be super cool. People would always remember it, but no, that sucks.
How about the Detroit Lions?
No.
The Charlotte Hornet.
Shut up. No, that's bad. All this is bad.
Orlando Magic.
Okay, we're the Orlando Magic. We're the Glen Goo-Gooders. No.
No, shut up. This is bad. Toby, you gotta, you know what? You just need to sleep on it, buddy. You just gotta think about it.
My nose and three ribs are broken.
He's bleeding. He's bleeding out of his ears and his mouth right now.
Listen, all right. Jayla, I would love to be there and to make what appears to be 14 sparklers erupt when you and Elutra smooch for the first legal time.
All the other times were illegal.
Oh yes, in Drekaros, you're not. It's an old weird rule, mostly to keep gay people from getting married. Like Florida, look at Florida statutes. It's fucked up.
Move it along, Toby.
Sorry.
Toby, that's untrue. Gay marriage is accepted everywhere in Drekaros. We know this the whole time.
Oh, sorry. I've been in the astral plane so long, which has Florida.
It's really bad.
Where fellatio is illegal.
Well, it's old gay man Wick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely married to a man. We
wow,
even discuss
wow.
this.
Congratulations, old man Wick. I assume it happened 5,000 years
nice
ago.
Nice job.
You're
well,
very old.
Well, if that's okay, then.
Isn't he like 27?
Old man Wick is 14, yes. Well, maybe Bucky will take me to the wedding, and that'll be fun.
Toby, of course you're going to be in the wedding.
Thank you.
We got to have Toby, too. He's going to be my best woman. Best man. Best man.
Ring bearer?
I think you're Ring putting bearer? The cock before the horse, aren't you, Jayla? Shouldn't you ask first?
Oh, well, Toby, too, is going to have a special place in the ceremony regardless.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You keep winking at me. Stop. I have released Toby 2 in very much an Aladdin style from any of my simulacrum abilities. So technically, if you fuck Toby 2 in fan fiction, it's not. It's consensual. And he has his own will.
He's a Dobby.
He's a Dobby.
He's a free simulacrum.
Well, he's more now. Of a... again, Dobby has his own shit. Can we all agree Dobby's weird? He's not a Dobby.
He's got a fucked up face, in my opinion.
Dobby does.
Yes.
Okay, not Toby 2.
No, Toby's a beautiful creature.
Toby 2 has sentience and consent, and he can choose to go against me.
Sensuality.
He loves sapience. To fuck.
he loves to fuck, but he has sapience, I think is the key term here, and okay. I gave that to him. In between these arcs, you never asked. Is all of this because of Hugo's dirty, dirty fan art? Probably.
Yes.
If
you want to make your reality become, wait, your fan fiction become reality, just make good fan art for us. We love it.
Make it good enough that we yes. change the canon for
oh,
you.
Oh, man. I'm really in this nog right now.
Yeah, we're in the nog zone. We've been in the nog zone for several hours.
So I think maybe we see D4C.
Yeah, D4C, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, so we see the D4C flying in to dock at Deep Home, and maybe Aludra waiting out on the dock to greet them, and then we'll fade out there.
Yeah.
And call that an episode.
Fade back in for a minute. This is magical.
I have to pee really bad, so I'm not going to do feedback. I just
want to
do it.
What? Goodbye.
Yeah, it hurts.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, just do it after Adam.
Okay. All right. It's time to
good.
Get some feedback from Jennifer. How you guys like that? From Frosties, the best Full Metal Alchemist podcast out there. There isn't another podcast out there that makes better and more topical use of Full Metal Alchemist references. Luckily enough, in between those good references is the backdrop of a really compelling D&D game. So win-win. Mike Lee, 420, he loves weed, says, best podcast on my list. This is the best 5th edition real play podcast out there. I love every member of the cast. Botman's random Disney and 90s references always make me smile. The cast will start to feel like family after a few episodes. Use them to get over hardships if you have any. Varklin says, great podcast. I started late and have been enjoying the stories and characters very much. Thinking I should go back to the beginning soon and listen to how this all started. I don't know. How important is it to really get to know Tom Harper, the other early characters? Oh, man, you gotta. Just
gotta
do it.
Gotta do it.
But forgive us if we're bad. Elder Rap Wizard says, finally caught up. I found this podcast a few months ago as I was preparing to DM my first game of D&D. It's incredible to hear how much you all have grown as players in the last 5 years. I'm amazed at the effort Michael puts into creating Drunk Roast. I only wish I found you guys sooner. Keep up all the good work, and I look forward to watching you live on Twitch now that I'm all caught up. Hookbeard's nephew's roommate said, a drunk-tastically good romp. This is the first, and so far, only podcast I've really listened to, and I've loved it all. I finally caught up within the last month or so. The players and their characters are all awesome, and the very twisty stories they weave always make my day. I'm like a few other reviewers in that I'm no longer allowed to listen to this in bed as I end up laughing too much and waking up my wife. I'm super excited for the next GeeklyCon in Columbus as I live there, and I've already scooped up tickets. Yay. Thank you all for hundreds of hours of entertainment. Thanks. Moosin's Rock said, too much fun. Episode 118 right now, so much to catch up on, but endlessly funny. Nearly 2018, I think, so rose gold, worth the time, especially if in a lame driving job like me. Seamus Page from the UK says, fun, unpretentious, best. Having gotten to listen to D&D through Harmontown, this is the only devoted D&D podcast I've enjoyed. I DM myself and like to keep my games light. These guys play pretty close to my tastes. Ignore those telling you you're playing it wrong. You're not. The rules are there to resolve situations. Use them how you wish. Thank you very
much. That's a good way to think
about it. That's right. P.S. On episode 200, there has not been enough bear charger. Maybe there could be a side story where all of Botman's characters went on a quest at a time. They all live together. I love it.
I don't think that all of any of my characters have been alive at the same time. So.
Raindog77 said, just caught up after 6 months. I'm calling the twist ending right now. Bananas Foster never died. He just rolled a critical deception roll, and all events after that were imagined by Harps, Jayla, and Nyx in a Matrix-like fantasy state. He's 503 years old. You think a crate of bananas would kill him? You can use this very, very, very good storyline if you want, Throfty. It okay. He's dead.
Did you take a day, mate?
I didn't.
I think we should only bring Bananas Foster back each live show so that Bachman has to stuff himself.
Oh, my God. I dream about it.
I love a sweaty Bachman.
It is a hell.
Although the monkey paw did leave the door open for a banana sequel. So
Everyone's clambering for a banana sequel.
Well, the monkey paw, I ran out of spells. So Tim Lanning
Where
has
the monkey paw in our home?
I think I put it down the garbage disposal.
No, it'll come back stronger than ever.
Legally, Toby has one of the monkey paws, and I'll say this now because we're at the end here. When Jet was dying, Toby was supposed to throw the monkey paw at Jet and cast Planar Shift to force Jet to live with Bananas Foster.
Oh, fuck, that would have been good.
But Tim Lanning is a scholar, is an honorable man, but he was out of 7th level spell slots because he cast Project Image on the spaceship or whatever it's called, and so he couldn't do it.
I think they would have gotten along, though.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Bananas was bad.
Yeah, Jet was bad, too.
They were both bad.
Right, that's
they would have loved each
Bananas
other.
Bananas was bad and like, he'll cut you off in traffic and flip you off kind of way.
I feel like Jet was
bad and Bananas, he wanted to murder you in an alley.
I think that Jet and Bananas would like talk at each other and not absorb anything the other one was saying and be like, man, 100%. I love that guy. Never actually like interact.
When you say they deserve each other in the most like petty.
Yes.
Bad way, that's what they mean.
100%.
Yeah. They would each just disguise each other to look like each other.
Oh my God.
God.
This is
the dream.
The deepest version of hell I can even think of. Affleck's Doug, good day, mate, says, thank you. Hello, mate. I started listening to you guys.
I said good day, mate, actually, at the start of the text here. So.
Well, guess what? You're not fucking reading the reviews.
Because
so.
Your poop was coming out. You had to go.
I started listening to you guys in October, and I have not been able to stop listening. As now. I'm caught up and I'm sad that I have to wait for a week between episodes. This show is amazing, between amazing story and great character growth. Still to this day, my favorite episode is Hysterical Dragonborn. I was laughing so hard I almost drove my rig off the road. Thank you all for making my last 3 months the funniest they've ever been. 777 Slide Art Pass, I eat the bacon. Silo from Sweden says, hey, I. Lighthearted fun, but they seem to have greatly toned down the drunk part, sadly.
Not tonight, buddy.
You get to follow a riveting tale as you follow the character's adventure. The DM may at times be a bit too nice when it comes to challenges. You shut up!
Shut up. We're very stupid.
Don't you dare to play this.
I mean, gotta take the feedback into account.
So true.
The voice acting, all over fun. White setup. I don't know what that means. I assume it's a Swedish thing. Burnt ketchup from USA says, good stuff. Harper's Dark Pass actually gave me a nightmare. Also, what am I supposed to do now that I'm caught up? Well, you can watch us on Twitch.
Here or you can listen again.
You can listen again, or you should watch anime. That's good, too.
Yeah, watch anime. It's awesome, yeah. Anime. We're equal to anime.
Yeah, or Random Encounters. Go back.
Lorehall.
Yeah, Lorehall. There's a lot of shit, actually. Totally.
Dark Blades. Yes.
Dark Blades.
Don't do Lorehall.
Lorehall's good.
No, I'm a good DM. Lorehall's very good. Tim's a good DM.
Michael, stop saying that.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, at Geekly Inc., or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? We'll make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished completing all your quests and go off to marry your girlfriend, head on over to Apple Podcast and your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps us keep growing and makes the show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll probably be back with a special episode next week, but until then, keep it dicey.
Species, we shy away from tears. Obviously, if the root of the tears are bad, it's bad. But if you want to cry because you want to cry, that's totally fine. That being said, your opinions are wrong. That's a different
thing. Tim, you can't do this until me and you go to therapy first.
That's true. I actually don't know shit. Although, as I've said before, my sister's German therapist has very high thoughts of
who's
me.
Never met
who's
you.
Who's never met me.
I went to see Wreck-It Ralph by myself, and I cried in the theater. That's something you don't know about me.
I cried more in The Force Awakens, but that's because I was more panicked. But.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've cried over? That
I'm,
you
not telling,
about
I'm not telling my most embarrassing story ever again.
I actually told Nika one of my most embarrassing things I cried about today over G-Chat.
I got very, very choked up at Guardians of the Galaxy 2. His dad is dying. I'm so sad.
What if he never knew his dad?
I'm trying to think of what I've cried over.
But you know,
recently.
My dad just died, right?
four years ago. Sorry.
Jesus. Get that right. You get that
wow.
right.
Wow.
Oh, he's not just died.
Oh my god.
Oh,
Michael. It feels like he did.
Oh boy. You know those shorts that are right before all the Pixar movies, Paper Man and the one with
the
dog,
that burns on the wire.
The old man,
the one with the dog and the dad, he's super lonely, and the dog likes the meatballs or whatever. You remember that?
No. That one's sad.
Oh, it's super sad. All except for the one where the fucking island sings. That one's bullshit. But the other ones are real sad.
Oh, I remember that.
Michael, I'm sorry for making light. That was not nice. This is not embarrassing. It's the appropriate reaction, but I was drunk. Dear Zachary.
Okay, that's a fucked up movie, yeah.
You should cry during Dear Zachary, but I was drunk, so I was bawling.
Yeah, that was I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You cry like
and then
that.
When our dog died, I was by myself. I was crying.
That
constantly.
Was bad. Oh, I cried on a platform, a subway platform in New York City. That was fun.
That was so long ago though.
Y'all see
Michael, I don't like my dad, so when people are like, maybe if I did like my dad.
Okay. Are we recording this?
Is this therapy?
Are we?
This is all gold
no.
right
oh,
here.
Oh, we are recording this.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yikes.
I would.
Oh, I have a story of a dumb thing I cried about. When Tim and I first started dating each other in college, I got so nervous about meeting his sister for the first time that I cried.
Oh,
and now
stress.
I'm like friends with her and it's cool.
I don't cry.
Except for when you cry about Dear Zachary.
I'll fucking cry at Dear Zachary.
I almost cry every time I'm in the movie theater, like a Star Wars movie, and the music comes up, I almost cry then. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like every time.
I do cry. I cry an embarrassing amount during Star Wars movies.
Yeah. I cried less during this one just because I was focusing on 3D.
He's like, but I was going to Tashi Station to pick up some power converters. And Nika's like,
dude, after Jennifer and I watched all of the original trilogy, and then again, I've told this story before, 44 minutes after we finished Return of the Jedi, Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie Fisher.
I about cried.
Or like the news of Carrie Fisher dying. It was just like,
that was fun.
It destroyed me.
After you finished watching Return of the Jedi?
Christmas, we watched over Christmas at my parents' house. Like, we had just finished watching the movie, and I, like, go on
you
Twitter.
You mean The Force Awakens?
No, we watched Return of the Jedi
last
at my
Christmas?
Parents' house. At my parents' house. We just watched it. People
You're saying Return of the Jedi? In my head, I'm hearing The Last Jedi. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
You fucking dumb. No, yeah, we watched Return of the Jedi. Yeah, that was really sad.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.